Wednesday, the 14th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is a very special day in our liturgical year, isn't it? Do you all know what today is? Of course you do. Some of you may already have gone to Mass early this morning with your families, and maybe you're on your way to school now, and already on your forehead, you have ashes. That's right, because today is Ash Wednesday. It's a very, very, very special day. Everybody can go and get ashes. And lots of Christians practice the practice of having ashes on their forehead. And do you know where the ashes come from, guys? That's right. Last year, remember when we had palms in the church for Palm Sunday? Well, we burn those palms. They dry out and we burn them, the palms that remain over. And those are where our ashes for Ash Wednesday come from. And then they get blessed by the priest in the Mass today, and then we will use them. And the ashes remind us of something important. They remind us that we are frail. We are creatures. We aren't God. We may think we're superhuman, but we're not. We will return ourselves to being dust and ash of the earth when we die. Either we will decompose if we're buried, or if we are cremated, some of us are cremated, we'll be burnt, and we'll vanish that way. And even people who vanish in other ways, perhaps they drown at sea or something, will also go back to the earth. We all go back to the earth. Our bodies do. What happens to our souls, our spirit? That's right, they go to God. So there's a part of us that never dies. That part belongs to God. But our physical bodies will get old, if we're lucky, and grow old, and eventually they will die. And we all die. That's a guarantee. Excepting for Mary, our lady, we think everybody has died, right? Okay, so Ash Wednesday. What does Ash Wednesday start, guys? It starts the season of Lent. Very good. You all know what you're doing. And how long is Lent? It's 40 days. So what do we remember in those 40 days? We're remembering two things. What are we remembering? We're remembering Jesus' time in the desert. That's right. And we're going to think about that a little bit more as we get into Ash Wednesday, because we're going to read about Jesus in the desert. And we're remembering something else, something even older, further back in history. That's it. We remember the Israelites wandering when they were lost after they left Egypt. They wandered, lost in the desert for 40 years. That's a lot longer than 40 days. So we're remembering both of those things. So we're remembering, there's something about being in the desert. Ash Wednesday leads us into this desert experience. Now, what do I mean by that? About the inner desert, the desert inside us. Well, when you're in the desert, everything's very quiet. There's not a lot of noise, not a lot of things going on. And so you have space to hear God, to be a little bit more aware of God. And that's what we want to do in Ash Wednesday as we step into this desert time of Lent. Want to be a little bit more aware of God, spend a little bit more time thinking about God, a little bit more time open to God. So let's ask for that grace. Close your eyes, everyone. Lord Jesus, just as you went into the desert to be closer to your Father, we ask that we might this Lent enter an inner desert of silence. Little bits of silence in our life where we can stop and hear you, Lord. Help us to hear you in words from the scriptures and in our own hearts.